Andy Wint.
Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 12 midday. The Man in Line on Manx Radio in session through till 1. And your thoughts on the matter at hand by 1 minute past midnight. Tomorrow morning, Manx residents must socially distance. Non-essential shops, bars and pubs will close. Face masks should be worn outside the home. Just some of the measures announced by the Chief Minister at the coronavirus media briefing yesterday evening. And just a quick update on the test. 21,979 total tests. 21,970 concluded. 9 people waiting results. 157 people waiting tests at the moment. 1 person in hospital, 11 isolated individuals not in the community. 6 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed on the Isle of Man yesterday, one of whom visited that busy bar in Ramsey, which has been identified as a high-risk location. The lockdown is going to be in place for an initial 21 days. Reviews will take place regularly. So an initial 21 days, 3 weeks from tomorrow, a wide range of restrictions announced. John Moss from Manx Radio News just been combing through what the regulations are.
You will not be able to gather with anyone who is not a member of your own household. You can go out for exercise once a day. There's no limit as to how long. You have to avoid the crowded areas and wear a face mask. Weddings and collective worship will not be allowed to take place. Funerals can take place indoors and outdoors with a maximum of 10 people present. Face coverings and social distancing must be in place. Everyone who can must work from home and is asked to do so by Thursday. Employers are being asked to facilitate this. A skeleton team can be used in situ by the firm, but it must be kept to an absolute minimum. The construction sector will have to stop work except for emergency work and essential repairs. Manufacturing can continue, but only if it can do so with social distancing. There will be an orderly closure of schools and nurseries as the hub system is reintroduced. That will certainly be in place, we're told, by the end of the week. School attendance will not be compulsory. All hospitality venues will have to close as soon as possible, but no later than midnight on Wednesday. That includes all licensed premises, cafes, restaurants, bars, pubs and clubs. The only exception will be for takeaway or delivery food and alcohol only. No eating in. All non-essential shops will have to close from the same time. Only food shops and pharmacies are considered essential. For the moment, though, hardware and garden centres can remain open. Borders will return to level 5. Salary support and the mirror system will return. And patient transfers will continue as normal, we're told.
9 minutes past 12 midday. I'd like your thoughts. If you want to call, 66 13 68, text 166 177, email studio at manxradio.com. Is this the right thing to do? How do you feel about it? We've been here before, but we did have the weather with us last time. It's cold, it's fairly dry. I just wonder how you feel about this for the next 3 weeks. And the big question is why? Why are these measures being taken? Why now? The Chief Minister.
We do not yet know whether the cases we are seeing are of the new variant that we have been hearing so much about. We should know more about this in the coming days, but as you would expect, we have based our response on the possibility that it is indeed the new highly transmissible variant. It is right that we plan for the worst case scenario. There are other important pieces of context. The current vacant bed capacity at the hospital is low. This is, of course, not unusual for this time of the year, but it is important we understand this. Also, as in the spring, we cannot depend on our friends in NHS England for any resilience. They have their own challenges. The Council of Ministers has decided to maintain our overall objective of local elimination, and this has shaped our decision-making. Given what we understand about the new variant and the context we find ourselves in, we have therefore had to be bold in our actions. I know that these measures may appear severe to some, but ministers today agreed that we needed to take decisive and bold action without delay, to protect what we have achieved already, and importantly, to protect our vaccination programme. There is no need to panic, but neither can we afford to delay. Now, we are unlikely to know for the full extent of any community spread for maybe 2 weeks. We are putting these measures in place for an initial period of 21 days. As I've said before, this period starts from 1 minute past midnight Wednesday night to Thursday morning. I hope that it will end on Wednesday, the 27th of January. Within that period, we will, of course, regularly review, and I will keep you updated as often as possible.
Chief Minister was talking yesterday at the COVID-19 briefing, which, of course, we carried live on Manx Radio, broadcast live on AM and FM, and also on our YouTube and Facebook channels as well. And if there are any more updates this week, of course, any more government briefings, you'll get them live on Manx Radio. We also provide a blog for the Hard of Hearing, an instant blog for the Hard of Hearing, and they're available as podcasts for you to download and to listen to again and again at your leisure. The latest cases mean a number of people will be self-isolating, particularly those who visited those high-risk venues. Now, to clarify this, this is the Director of Public Health.
People will be asked to self-isolate along with their household members if they are identified as a close contact. And this is one of the differences between the cluster that emerged last night and the one that emerged on New Year's Eve. Because even though the cases in the New Year's Eve case had been in various hospitality venues, their behaviour whilst there was actually low risk to other people beyond their immediate group. So we didn't define other people who happened to be present in those venues at that time as high risk. They were low risk. The difference with the current cases, and I can't say too much for, obviously one has to preserve confidentiality, but the issue about the nature of what happened in those venues means that the venues that we are identifying as high risk for contacts of other people that were there is a different, it's different in nature to what we had last week. We don't classify venues as high risk lightly because we appreciate the burden that that then creates for people who were there and their household members. But having taken into account all the evidence about the nature of the interactions, and you'll remember we've said before that what matters with COVID is the amount of interaction between people. Overwhelmingly, that is how it is spread. So one has to look at what has been happening in those venues when the cases were present and make a call on the level of risk based on that. And that then feeds into determining who is a high risk or a low risk contact.
And masks?
Masks. Well, that's an interesting one because it's one where the evidence has definitely been accruing over the length of the pandemic. And initially, there was a lot of equivocation. You could take up, on the basis of the evidence then available, either position, either masks are no use at all, or masks potentially reduce the risk of the mask wearer, if in fact affected, transmitting to others. I'm talking about face coverings now rather than medical grade or respirator grade masks, where the evidence was always stronger, much stronger, but where you'll remember there was the issue about preserving the supply for health and care workers who needed the protection the most. There have been ongoing studies throughout the period of the pandemic from various different countries. And again, they don't always show clear benefit or clear absence of benefit. Some of them sit in the middle. Some have design flaws in the way the trials were done that make the results of them not very informative. But taken all together, the weight of evidence now does favour masks as definitely useful in source control. So that's preventing spread from the wearer to other people. And increasingly so, there is evidence that they also protect the wearer from infection from others.
Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, talking about Well, the difference between masks and face coverings, I think we get the picture. There's surgical masks, so medical-grade masks, and the stuff that we, the ordinary people, wear, the face coverings, our version of a mask. They're recommending that you do wear them. It's not compulsory, but only on public transport and taxis. And just some lots of notes coming in, lots of correspondence coming in today. Everybody really agreeing with the fact that the government has had to do something. And the Chief Minister said some people may think it's severe, some people may think it's hasty, but they want to preserve what we have. Pat dropped a note in. I hope those food hoarders who are packing the shops enjoy being fat and happy. We have vulnerable people here who can't afford to stockpile, only shopping bit by bit as well. So please don't panic buy. Well, people tried that last time, didn't they? All the panic buying, all the pasta and the UHT milk and the bottled water and the loo roll. Supplies are very resilient. There really is no need to do that. I'm finding the rules on face masks a bit confusing. Should we wear masks outside our homes all the time, inside and outside? Well, you heard what they had to say. The rules on face masks are taxi drivers are being asked not to pick up people unless they're wearing a face mask as well. Face masks are to be worn when you're... I think you can if you're exercising as well. Exercise is allowed once a day, no time limit. So if you want to go out for 8 hours, walking around you can, but it must be alone or with members of your own household, and you must wear a face covering and avoid crowded areas. And by face covering, they mean a mask, or our version of a mask. So I think the kind of default position is if you're out and about, to wear a mask. Text 166177. You can email on studio@manxradio.com. Do you know if self-employed gardeners are allowed to work still? I've tried 682 since 9 o'clock this morning. No answer at the moment. We'll get on to that, certainly, Andy. I find the actions of the Isle of Man government to impose the lockdown due to the increase in Isle of Man COVID cases proves my theory of the extreme dependency of the Isle of Man on what happens across. It was only yesterday the UK decided to impose tests at their ports. The fact that new variants are known to come in from France and South Africa, it's a clear case. I think it's a bit too little too late, behind the curve, really. This is why we now have this repeat of a lockdown, to think we're independent of what happens across, I think is folly, says Mikey. Till the UK get its act together, we're in for a very long haul. The Isle of Man government did a great job in March, says Craig, and I think they've done the right thing. The whole island community pulled together last year, and we can do it again to get back to where we were. I don't understand why we have to wear a mask while out for exercise, yet no need to wear one when we're out and about in public. Can somebody explain this to me, says Andy. Well, we'll be picking the mask thing apart. I think the overall thing is to wear one, really. I think that's what they're saying. A couple of questions now. If the vulnerable here have been vaccinated, would I pose a risk to them? Should I refuse the new routine vaccine? I'm young, fit and strong, so I don't really want rushed vaccines that could potentially weaken my immunity. Well, Terry, that's your opinion. I mean, if your opinion is that the vaccine has been rushed, then obviously you're going to have to act accordingly. Terry says, furthermore, if we don't build a natural tolerance and herd immunity to COVID-19, what happens when another COVID comes along? In reality, Terry, nobody knows. And anybody who says they know... what's the story with antibody testing? We've been asking about antibody testing, and next time we get to a media briefing, we'll ask where the antibody testing is. I was very pleased with the government's actions yesterday, says Dick. I've been saying that they should do this ever since we confirmed COVID in the community last weekend. Although I thought now we have decisive action. All the negativity towards wearing masks, which was being quoted earlier on in the year, has now gone. 3 times I watched the briefing, and every time it was clear that masks were not compulsory, but they were being urged to be worn and do save lives, says Dick. So why this morning are we back to saying only wear them on a bus or a taxi? I think we should be wearing masks in every closed public space or venue if we want to control the virus in the best way. It was much more positive yesterday, but we appear to be backtracking when lives are at risk. For what it costs, nothing really, and it's proven worldwide to work. So why aren't we 100% behind wearing masks all the time? So, says Dick, Dick's advice to you is wash your hands, cover your face and keep the space. Wash your hands, cover your face and keep the space. A quick note in, by the way, obviously food shops are going to remain open and so are chemists as well. So just to report, the first Isle of Man Farmers Markets of 2021 will be at St John's Church Hall from 11 till 3 tomorrow. Very socially distanced, a one-way system, hand sanitising measures implemented along with the wearing of face masks, one family member per visit. No customer access before the stated time of trade, so shop responsibly and respectfully. The Isle of Man Farmers Market with all the Manx stuff will be on tomorrow at St John's Church Hall from 11 until 3. And of course, if you've got stuff to report, get in touch with Manx Radio. Make sure you send as many details as possible, particularly if it is attributable, because we need all the data to be safe. Send it in. You can post it on our community site at manxradio.com. And if it's a news story, send it to newsroom@manxradio.com. The salary support system is being reopened to all businesses that were able to claim it during last year's period of lockdown, which, remember, was the 2nd of March to the 19th of July. 2nd of March, not far a year away, is it? This is designed to ensure that businesses impacted by the circuit break action currently can continue to pay their employees. The method of claiming is the same, along with the amount of support, which provides financial assistance to any qualifying business, up to £280 for a full-time equivalent employee per week. Now, the scheme's open for this initial period starting the 4th of January, ending the 31st of January. If you want more information, call 648125. If you want more information about the salary support scheme, 648125. We've got lots to get through today on the Manline. Get as much information in front of you. And of course, if you're near a tablet or if you're near a computer or on your phone, if you go to manxradio.com, everything is there. And if you don't have the Manx Radio app downloaded to your tablet or to your phone, maybe today is the day that you do it. Go to the App Store and look for Manx Radio's app. It's absolutely free of charge. 24 minutes past 12. The lockdown from 1 minute past midnight tonight. Manx Radio.
Save over £420 by moving your mobile, unlimited broadband and landline to Shore. Bundle all your services into one great package right now. Simply sign up to a 24-month contract with Shore, enjoy all three services and save. Get more for less. So pop in store today and set up your very own great value big bundle. For details, visit shore.com. Get more from Shore.
When couples decide to part, there's a lot to deal with. There's the matter of the children, the matter of your property, the matter of pensions. You need to consider the matter of existing wills, and perhaps the matter of a business. And because you matter, Mann Benham Advocates are here for you when it comes to divorce and family matters. For help and advice and a free initial consultation, call Mann Benham on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
Isn't it time to treat your home to something special? The Lifestyle Furniture Winter Sale is now on, and it's our biggest yet. Pop in, grab a delicious free coffee, and enjoy amazing savings on absolutely everything. From sumptuous sofas, luxurious beds, dining, living furniture, and so much more. Discover a wonderland of one-off winter offers throughout our showroom. See our website for opening times. The Winter Sale at Lifestyle Furniture. It's everything your home's been waiting for.
When it comes to home maintenance and building work, how many times have you been let down? Then try
loveyourhome.im.
Love Your Home offer everything from routine home maintenance to major building projects. So if you've a leaky tap or need a new bathroom, get in touch through the free user-friendly Love Your Home app or our website. With fast response, free quotations, reliable workmanship and the flexible option of pay per job or by an annual maintenance agreement. Your home loved by our family.
Love Your Home. schoolcorridor.in.
The sound of the school corridor, for me, full of dread. This is the 60th anniversary of a 9-year-old Charles Gard being dumped at King William's College as a boarder. The food, the caning, the naked swimming, the rugby, horror. Join me just after the 6 o'clock news this evening as I pick up the courage to go back to college to see how it's changed over the last 60 years.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon, 26 minutes past 12 midday. We've just had confirmation from the government. There will be another COVID briefing at 5 o'clock this evening. Broadcast live on Manx Radio, a 5 o'clock briefing on Manx Radio. I'm guessing that's going to push update back from 5:30 till whenever the briefing finishes. So that's 5 o'clock this evening, live on Manx Radio, the next COVID-19 update from the government. The face mask situation, I think, is unclear, says Paul. Needs clarification. Even the briefing yesterday contradicted itself. Just give us some clarity. Tell us what to do. Sue and Kirkmichael, there seems to be a shortage of masks. I've tried several places this morning, but they've sold out. Just passed a taxi that was heading south. From the blackboards, neither driver nor passenger wearing face coverings. Also, can we have the 40-mile-an-hour speed limit back? Surely we need this to keep rates down and to keep people out of hospital. Well, the government were fairly unequivocal about that. There's not going to be another all-island speed limit. My daughter has been told by the COVID helpline today that gardeners aren't essential workers, so the answer is that gardeners can't work until further notice, says Selena. I can't believe people in the shops again. It's worse than March. People need to take a hard look at themselves. The shop shelves in Peel are empty. Employers are being abused again. What's wrong with people? Says Mandy, think of others, and I think masks should be compulsory. A note in from Sheila who said, I've got a theory about the shop, the people who shop. I think all they do is watch ITV or BBC News in the UK, and they think we're in the same position that they are in the UK. Things will be fine. It was fine last year. There was no shortage of anything. Just shop when you need to. Is there a government briefing today, says Pam? Yes, 5 o'clock, live on Manx Radio. Rob says, I think we need to keep those borders shut as long as possible. Surely I don't have to wear a mask walking my dog in the countryside with nobody about, says John. I think this is where the common sense element comes in, John. Obviously, if you're miles away from anybody, you're not going to hurt anybody and you're not going to transmit it. I think it's all about common sense, where you wear a face covering, a mask in public. Obviously, if you're around lots of people, it makes palpable sense to wear a face covering as well. Herd immunity, according to the experts, doesn't work, says a completely anonymous person. So we take that with a pinch of salt. Please, if you're going to tell me that herd immunity doesn't work, just tell me who you are and how you know that as well. I heard on Manx Radio that masks aren't compulsory outside public transport and taxis. That's the word, is that from midnight tonight on public transport and taxis, you have to wear a mask or a face covering as well. To save confusion, and there is plenty, face masks should be compulsory outside of your home, says Paul. I've seen people being stared at, even being made fun of for wearing them, and there are a lot more without face masks than there are with them. If the government strongly recommends them, then they should be compulsory. End of, says Paul. So I just wonder, how would you feel better if the government said, wear one, or do you feel comfortable with them saying, use your discretion, use your intelligence, use your common sense? Is that the best thing to do? Your thoughts, text, email or call. Love to hear from you if you got something to say as well. Can the people who don't want to wear a mask just grow up and stop listening to Dr. Facebook? COVID can kill people. So please do take care. Helen, said Andy, I went to ShopRite at 6:30 last night for some milk and found empty shelves. No bread, no fresh milk, and not much veg. It's the shelf raiders who've been at the stock of loo rolls and the pasta. Why haven't the retailers been advised to get the signs up restricting on how much of each product you can buy? Shame on the selfish me first. Supermarkets should get tough on this. Helen, I think they probably will. They'll be back to having the bouncers at the door to police what's happening inside. We've all been used to this. We went through it last year. And we're going through it again. I'm sure everything will be absolutely fine. And the government will be watching what happens with the cases. Obviously, the circuit break, that's the trendy phrase at the moment, the circuit break, hoping to flatten the curve. And at 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll find out more about that. Here's Ken with us now. Good afternoon, Ken. Thanks for calling the man in line.
Afternoon, face mask. The only time you have to wear a face mask currently, or from tomorrow, is on public transport.
And in taxis, isn't it?
No. Taxi drivers are recommending not to pick anybody up. So you can get in a taxi without a face mask.
So that means if you go in a taxi, you have to wear a face mask?
No, it's not public transport. You don't have to. It's the same as exercising. You don't have to. It's recommended.
Taxi drivers are being asked not to pick people up unless they're wearing a face mask, was what was said yesterday.
Yes, basically. But you can pick up somebody without a face mask. It's up to the taxi driver.
So what happens if somebody then gets in the taxi after them? We have to assume the taxi driver is going to sanitise the taxi.
Well, that's entirely up to the taxi driver, you know. Perhaps you shouldn't get in the taxi if the taxi driver's not wearing a face mask.
But I see.
I just hope the government clarifies the matter and comes down, you know, basic mandatory for everybody if you go outside, unless you've got a medical certificate. Because, you know, you should be wearing a face. All this gobbledygook that's been in the past about, well, we don't know about face masks, don't know whether they're good or bad things. So even the doctor, the health woman this morning, sort of said, well, she was on the fence as well. It's obvious that if you wear a face mask, it's beneficial to everybody. Just hope they clear the matter up at 5 o'clock.
Okay. All right, Kim. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling us today. 27 minutes ahead of one. Now, I don't know whether you think it's advisable to pick this situation to pieces. Lots of people have been saying, I think we were too quick to thank the returning students. How many of the current positives are returning students? Obviously, we're not going to get an answer to that because of data protection. And there was kind of something implicit in what was said yesterday. And I'm not saying it was the students, but one of the speakers yesterday said perhaps some of the people who came back for Christmas were a little hesitant in perhaps reporting symptoms because they wanted to enjoy Christmas and the new year. We'll never know, and it doesn't change anything. Nigel's with us. Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Nigel. How are you? How are you? All right. Happy New Year and all that.
You're a cabbie, aren't you?
Well, no. I've got a private hire licence, but I've had a letter from the RTLC, and we are advised not to pick up passengers if they haven't got a face mask. So you can't get in a taxi without a face mask on.
Okay, so you're advised not to. Does that mean you definitely shouldn't?
Well, if you've got any sense, no, you wouldn't.
All right, okay. Yeah, well, that's fine.
That's what's came through, that they've basically advised us that we shouldn't pick up passengers if they haven't got a face mask.
And do you think all taxi drivers will do that?
Well, if they've got any sense, they should do, because they're putting themselves at risk. And obviously, when they're dropping other people off, they're putting other people at risk. So, yeah, I would have said they would do.
Okay. Hopefully. So an official letter has been sent and received. That's the important thing.
Yeah, no, I've had one, yeah.
Okay. All right, Nigel.
Thanks very much.
Good to talk to you. Thank you. It's 25 to 1, the man in line on Manx Radio. And part of the situation that we're in, part of, I think, is getting perspective, because obviously the Isle of Man has done extremely well. There was the lockdown last year through till June, and we had a period of, well, nearly 100 days without a case for a while. So it's interesting to see what's happening here, there and everywhere. We heard, we've heard that as we go into lockdown, it's interesting to find out what's happening in the rest of the world. Britain obviously has been struggling for a long time. It's now facing tough restrictions. But the news coming from some other European countries was that they were getting things under the control. Germany was one. But apparently things have changed dramatically. Now, Dr. Alicia Banfield is based in the state of Lower Saxony in the north of Germany. And good afternoon, Alicia. Good to hear from you today. How are things in Germany?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. In Germany, weather-wise, it's dreary. And what can I say? The mood-wise, of course, is a bit more stressed out because, of course, there was a hard lockdown over Christmas, which of course was hard for people wanting to meet up with their families. And it was supposed to have been lifted this week, but now it's been recently announced that the hard lockdown will stay in place until the end of this month, the 31st of January. And what's more, the restrictions have been tightened even more.
And what are those day-to-day restrictions, Alicia?
Well, the hardest one for people immediately, of course, will be the number of people who can meet. So, for example, you are allowed to have up to five people from two different households only over Christmas. But now you can only have two different households, and then the person from the non-household visitor can only be one person. And everything has been closed down except essential services. So if it's not an essential shop, it has to stay closed. Daycare centers are closed. Employers are having people work at home. There's absolutely no drinking of alcohol in public. And all religious events, for example, have to follow very, very strict hygiene rules, and universities and schools, of course.
How is the average German reacting to these restrictions?
Well, that's interesting because you have two different mentalities. The northern Germany and the south of Germany are, even though it's one country, the mindset tends to be different. In northern Germany, where I am, the population isn't as dense, and people are following the rules. They're grumbling, but they're following the rules. But, of course, in more metropolitan areas in the south, you know, there are people rumbling, groups here and there rumbling and trying to resist. However, for the most part, I must say, people are following the rules. They really are.
What vaccine is Germany using at the moment, and how far are they through the process?
Well, the goal was to start rolling out the vaccine on the, I think they said the 27th of Germany, and they were going with the Pfizer vaccine. So that is the one that has been approved so far, and not just in Germany, but EU-wide. But there's a lot of pressure on because, of course, there's lots of complaints about how slow things are to roll out. But Germany is a country that likes to do everything the right way. So the Moderna vaccine is the next one up, and they're looking into rolling out ever more by the end of January.
Now, you're from an island that enjoys an amazing amount of sunshine. You're from Barbados originally. How's the situation in Barbados?
Well, what should I say? It's a mixed package. Barbados, actually, we're very much a public health country. Because of our limited natural resources, it is prevention first. So it's very typical in Barbados when it comes to public health issues to be very early, very aggressive, and to get things under control. And initially, Barbados was doing very, very well. We did have cases, but very few deaths, like seven or so. After the initial struggle, there was enough ventilation and so on. And hotels and what's not really came on board to be used as outposts for managing cases. Recently, however, of course, the economy has suffered greatly, so they were looking at a staged opening, trying to use their resources. And recently, there has been a little outbreak in Barbados, but again, our government is very quick to react. So Barbados is again under lockdown as of a week or so ago, with very stringent curfews to get it under control. And of course, contact tracing like mad.
And just to reiterate to us, would you, Alicia, how long are the restrictions going to continue in Germany? Is it open-ended or have they got a time frame?
Right now, as of today, yesterday, they're saying that the current restrictions here in Germany are going to go on until the 31st of January.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us today, Alicia. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's go to Edwin's with us now. Good afternoon, Edwin.
Good afternoon, Andy. Fast am I. I'd like to talk to you about the wearing of face masks. During the last pandemic, it was considered not necessary because there was no known data to suggest that they were, should I say, of any value to anybody. And I've seen people on television and around about wearing these so-called face masks. And it's a known fact that most human beings breathe in and out of their nose. Yes?
Okay, yeah.
And so the point I'm making is simply this. Unless they're sort of got a clamping mechanism around the nose to keep them tight around the nostrils, I wonder what value they offer to protect.
So, I mean, when the medical people and when the experts say that wearing face masks, and particularly if two people wear face masks facing each other, it cuts down the risk. Do you believe that?
I'm not convinced by it, to be quite honest, Andy. I'm not convinced by it at all, because during the last pandemic, we didn't wear face masks. We social distanced, etc. And we were the first country in the world, basically, to come out of it, because we social distanced and we obeyed the rules. And those that didn't quite honestly, got a sentence of custody, which they so rightly deserved. Now, I'm a law-abiding man. And Manx, I'm very proud of it. But I'm just questioning this face mask thing now about this thing. If you're going to wear face masks, I think they need to be have something in them that's going to kill the virus, A, and B, they need to be tighter fitting around the nose. And that's the point I need to be making.
So will you be wearing a mask when you go out in public, Edwin?
If I have to, I would, but not from choice.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling us today, Edwin. Appreciate your call and appreciate your point. Charlie is with us. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Charlie. You're live on the air.
Right. I've up at Nobles. I just dropped some samples off at the PAT lab. Every member of public I've passed is wearing a mask. But in the corridor, I met 7 members of staff not wearing any masks. When I asked the PAT lab about it, they've had no instructions to wear masks.
At Nobles?
Yes. The public are walking around with masks on. The majority of staff are walking around with no masks on.
And what do you think about that?
It's bloody ridiculous.
Well, let's hope somebody says something anyway.
Well, the government is putting these restrictions in on us to protect us. Well, Nobles Hospital is the government, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. All right, Charlie, thanks for being with us today. Hopefully somebody will filter that message through to Nobles. Hello, William, you're live on the air.
Hello. I'm really against lockdowns.
Go on.
I am. First of all, I don't think it's the government's job or the government should have the power to tell people to stay in their homes for any reason. And I just think that the way this has sort of been framed from the start, it's not, on the Isle of Man it's been slightly better, but pretty much everywhere else that has had lockdowns, the governments have just continually lied.
So what's the alternative, William?
Well, Sweden, Croatia and Belarus didn't lock down, and they've got similar death per millions to their neighbours who did lock down. So what tends to happen, from the data that I've seen, it looks like those countries, they have a high number of infections at the beginning and then they teeter out. And that obviously puts more strain on the health service as than would normally. But I think the solution, instead of locking down, is to increase capacity.
Increase what sort of capacity?
Well, ICU space for people who are vulnerable, and also keep people who are vulnerable, who are going to see appointments, like the elderly, preferably going into different spaces in hospitals, because that's what they've done in Croatia in some hospitals, and that actually makes sense. So you go to different hospitals for COVID, and they have, and they're completely separate, so it's you're less likely to run into someone with COVID.
How did you feel, William, when the Chief Minister said yesterday we're going into a three-week lockdown?
I sort of knew it was coming, but I'm definitely annoyed, because I really don't like the idea that the government can just tell you to shut your business, stay home, wear a mask, because if they can do it for COVID, which for most people isn't a serious risk, it's a risk for people who are vulnerable, and I think they should follow health advice if they deem it to be appropriate for them. But genuinely, I don't like the idea that the government can just go, so I don't know where we go from here as a society, because if the government set the precedent that whenever hospitals are going to be overwhelmed, we need to lock down, I can't see it ending.
So last year, do you remember, the Chief Minister was at great pains to point out that we want to get out of your lives as soon as possible. He said that time and time again.
Yeah, I don't believe him. And I appreciate that it's hard for the Isle of Man government, because if they don't lock down and our health services are overwhelmed to the point where and poorly managed, and we don't do the same as everyone else does, they'll be in trouble and they'll look extremely bad. But also, I just don't like the idea of the government having that sort of power.
Okay. William, good to talk to you. Thanks for calling the man in line today. I want to go to Samantha. Hello, Samantha.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
Well, fine, thank you.
Yes, I'm okay, other than the fact that I'll be shielding, but I'm okay. I want to congratulate and thank our Chief Minister and David Ashford and Dr. Henrietta Hewitt for taking the decision to put us in lockdown, because if you look at the state of the UK, the poor NHS over there are just almost overwhelmed with COVID patients. And I think the Isle of Man are doing the right thing by putting us in lockdown.
So do you feel threatened? I mean, William was saying that he didn't like the idea that the government should have the power to, you know, to force everybody to stay in their house and to close businesses down.
Mm. But they're not forcing you. It's basically, you know, you either stay at home or you end up ill. Which is it to be, you know?
How did you feel when you heard the Chief Minister say that yesterday?
Well, I felt a bit upset, obviously, because we've had 6 months of freedom watching our friends in the adjacent aisle having to go in and out of tears. And yes, it was a bit upsetting, but at the same time, he's got our health interests at heart. And just like you said yesterday, we need to protect life.
Thanks for being with us today, Samantha. Good to hear from you.
You too. Have a good day and stay safe.
10 to 1.
Oh, Geoffrey, what a difference having these large sliding doors onto the garden.
Yes, the women used to just huddle in the kitchen while the men supervised the barbie. Now we can all mingle.
Spectrum windows have really made our home much more sociable.
And Luke, Ewan's getting on well with Annie.
I've been trying to get them talking for ages. Now they are, thanks to Spectrum Windows.
Trouble is, he's burning the bloomin' burgers, though.
Bring the outside in with spectacular sliding and bifold doors from Spectrum Windows. Visit the showroom, Derby Road, Ramsey, or call 817777.
When it comes to building and DIY supplies, shop where the professionals shop. Haldane Fisher for concrete blocks to roof trusses, timber to tiles, doors to panel pins, boilers to bathrooms, drainage to guttering, and everything in between. Get the job done with the right products from Haldane Fisher. Visit our stores in Douglas and Ramsey, or find us online on Facebook. Proud to be on Ireland.
Feel right at home with Haldane Fisher.
Don't miss this amazing new boiler offer from Manx Gas. Replace your old boiler with an ultra-efficient Valiant boiler, including 5 years free servicing and priority care, plus a 10-year manufacturer's warranty from just £39 a month with 5 years interest-free credit. For comfort and peace of mind, get a brand new boiler now from Manx Gas. Call 644444 for details or visit manxgas.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Construction waste today.
Tells recycle for another day.
A builder skip or two.
Tells skips will bring to you.
Need quality type 1 stone for your building or contracting job? Then contact Tells. With no minimum order for collection or delivery. Call 677-137. Visit Tells Limited in Snugborough or find Tells Limited on Facebook.
Skips are what they do.
We're the guys that hire one to you.
Call Tells Skips today.
677-137.
The man in line with Andy Wint.
And good afternoon, Peter. You're live on the Man in Line.
Good afternoon. Just a couple of comments really on the face masks problem. I have friends that live abroad and they've been in lockdown in and out a few times. Now, they all have to wear face masks compulsory, and if they don't, they will get arrested and fined. And especially for people that are going out exercising and that, people that are doing jogging and walking and riding horses and anything like that, they're breathing a lot harder than normal. So it can spread the disease a lot further. So anybody really, it should be compulsory, anybody that is outdoors should wear a mask.
So do you think the government has taken the right approach?
I'm not really sure which approach they've done. I mean, I've heard a few different things saying, if you're out exercising, then I've heard that you should be wearing a mask. Then I've heard if you're on public transport and a taxi, you should be wearing a mask. It seems a bit mixed to me.
So would you prefer something definite from the government, or do you think they should let us make our own minds up?
No, the government should say straight away what it should be. Everybody that is outdoors should be wearing a mask, and it should be compulsory.
Okay, thanks for being with us today, Peter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and here comes Michael Pullyman. Good afternoon. Oh, we've lost him. He's disappeared. Lots of comment in, including Glenn, who dropped me a note from Cornwall just to say, think the Manx government's doing the right thing, everything they're doing during the strange time, closing borders. Cornwall has had a very low infection rate of fewer than 20 people per 100,000, but when they allowed free travel, suddenly infections rocketed to 275 per 100,000. It shows you how important it is to reduce travel. And by the way, say hi to Judith and George, who live in Glenvine. That's Glenn in Cornwall, listening to Manx Radio today. I think William needs to understand, says Dee, that the vulnerable can cover such a wide range of people. Obesity, old age, illness, genetics all play a part in vulnerability. The world isn't here just to satisfy you and what you want, says Dee as well. Masks at Nobles are only needed in clinical areas. That's where close contact occurs. Don't need them for general corridor areas. No close continuous contact with anyone, says D. So apparently masks aren't needed in the corridors at Nobles. Lots of comment in today. I suspect the new strain is more airborne, hence the need for masks as well. So from 1 minute past midnight tomorrow morning, Thursday the 1st of January, wearing a face covering will be mandatory on public transport and strongly recommended in public places. That is the official word. Mandatory on public transport, strongly recommended when in public places. Important to wear face coverings properly. Apparently it must cover your face from the bridge of your nose to the chin while fitting snugly along the sides of your face. Face coverings don't have to be commercially bought. They can be homemade using cloth, textiles, or indeed paper. And that's it. Thanks to Dr. Alicia Banfield from Lower Saxony with our Teutonic report and the report from Barbados as well. And thank you for your texts, emails, and calls today. There'll be another Man in Line tomorrow at 12 midday and the next COVID-19 update live on Manx Radio at 5 o'clock this afternoon, live on AM and FM, live at manxradio.com, live on our Facebook channel and on our YouTube channel too. Midnight tonight. Things change and we keep our fingers crossed. Thanks to studio producer today, Barry Redfern. Stick around for Christy De Haven next on Manx Radio. WMAX.